Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
One of the most popular plants to stick in the ground is the tomato plant. And to get a good crop, you've got to know what you're doing. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. It is Patrick Murphy. Hey there, Murph.
Hey, great talking to you, Laura.
Great to have you here, and we have special guests in the studio today on GLT's Grow. We're welcoming from Niepegan's Gardens and Greenhouses, it's Nick and Lee, our resident mater experts. Hello, Lee and Nick.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
It's great to have you guys here, and we really appreciate having your expertise. Am I right, Murph?
That's right, Laura. This is really awesome to be able to talk to folks that actually do this to the extent that customers buy them, like what they make, and grow, and they come back and they do it year after year. Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. So, Lee, I'm going to start with you. If I'm coming out and I want to go to the garden center and pick out some tomatoes to grow, what would you recommend? I mean, and especially maybe I'd like to try something a little unusual.
Well, we're very fortunate to have the room to grow a wide variety of all the vegetable plants. We've got roughly 80 varieties of tomatoes this year.
Wow. 80?
80 wow. varieties, and most people don't even know that there's that many out there.
Yeah.
But we like to be able to supply and furnish customers with hard-to-find items and quality plants.
Okay, well, give me an example of a good hard-to-find tomato that I should try.
I'm going to throw that one to Nick. He's got the...
Oh, yeah, you're the veggie guy.
Yeah, we actually have five new varieties this year. Well, several more, but five I'll introduce today. One that I thought was pretty interesting this year I came across was the Azoichka tomato.
Oh, Gesundheit.
Yeah. it's a Russian heirloom, and it produces a 10-ounce beefsteak-style slicer. So it's a good-sized slicing tomato for all your sandwiches. It's a really nice, deep yellow fruit. So that one's a little different.
I like yellow because it's a little less acidic. Is that so?
This one actually is a little more on the acidic side. It's
okay.
A little unusual. It's kind of has a citrusy flavor, so it's good for a fresh twist on salsas.
Okay. Well, how about some more?
This one's actually not necessarily new to the market, but we're kind of bringing it back. It's a really popular German heirloom, and it's the German Pink, and that is a 1 to 2 pound tomato that it produces.
1 to 2 pounds?
Yep.
And they taste marvelous.
What do they taste like?
Sweet, salty?
Fairly sweet, very meaty, just a very, very good flavor.
Is that a good just for eating out of hand or something good for sandwiches maybe?
It's good, versatile overall. I mean, slicing, canning, juicing, all of that.
Okay.
Another that we have is the Moskvich tomato, which is another Russian heirloom. And the great thing about this one is it produces in 60 days from transplant.
Wow. That sounds like pretty quick.
That's fairly early, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's cold tolerant. So for those people who like to get their plants out early, it's a great pick for that.
Okay. Well, should we be getting our plants out like in maybe the next month or so? What's your recommendation, Lee?
We normally recommend around Mother's Day for tomatoes and pepper plants. We've still got a good month of some cool nights and some frost. I know we're going to see a lot of that yet. Won't let that soil temperature to warm up nice and warm. And I try to tell people that want to rush the season a little bit that soil temperature is really important. So you plant a tomato now and then wait till, you know, end of April, first week of May. That plant that you planted in May is gonna catch the one you plant now. So we just want people to wait for the right time.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week it's Tomatoes 101 with Lee and Nick from Niepegan. Some really good suggestions there, Nick, for some new tomatoes to try. And, you know, how close together should we, if we're like really greedy, how close together should tomato plants be planted?
Well, it kind of depends on the variety. Your main thing is that you're going to have determinate and indeterminate tomato varieties. Your determinate are a smaller plant, 3 to 4 feet wide, or 3 to 4 feet tall, rather. And about 3 feet wide. So with those, you can pack them in a little closer. Your indeterminate varieties, though, get a little bigger, taller, wider. And you really want to space those out more because they do get a little more wild.
Like a couple feet, Nick?
More like probably four foot wide plant.
Very good. Yeah. Good.
Well, what about trimming? Murph, I mean, what kind of advice should we be looking for regarding trimming?
Yeah, I know that in some Master Gardener events that I'm involved in, there's oftentimes a discussion on prune or not to prune.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I'd like the experts to speak to also.
Okay, you guys, what do you have to say about that?
Well, in my opinion, and I'm not a firm believer in doing a lot of pruning on the tomatoes, I think when any time you open up that stem to any new, basically a wound is what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You invite more disease and insect chances. And in this area, that can be a real problem for people. So in my experience, I've found that it's better not to trim for myself.
And Nick?
And the big thing, I'd say steer away from it too, because especially if you're growing a determinate plant that only sets a certain number of flowers, and that's the only number of tomatoes you're going to get, if you start trimming those lower branches and you trim off any flowers, that's just fewer tomatoes that you're going
to
get.
And I think some gardeners are particular, and they are alerted to the soil that splashed up on those lower leaves.
Right.
And that can be mitigated without pruning. You know, you can cover the soil with mulch, you can cover it with newspapers and sand, lots of things to eliminate that splashing and avoid the pruning.
So what about fertilizing our tomatoes? What kind of advice can you give us there, Lee?
Well, basically, what we do, all of our plants are, when you come out to buy them, of course, have been fertilized on a weekly basis to get them started. As far as your garden, there's a lot of organic fertilizers out there that's available. On my garden, I just use a granular 10-10-10 and incorporate that in the soil. And I may top dress maybe later on in the season, depending on temperatures and things like that. But after they set blooms, when they start to set flowers, then I will add no fertilizer after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what will it do to the plant if we do that?
Well, it's going to, instead of the energy going to the fruit itself, it's going to start, the plant is going to want to keep growing and growing and growing. But at that point, we want the energy to go into the fruit and not the plant itself.
Okay. Well, that sounds like good advice. What about mulching? What advice do you have with regards to mulching? Nick?
Yeah, like your top dress too, Lee, that you mentioned. I'd like to know what you're using for your top dress.
Yeah, I mean, is any old mulch okay, or...?
As far as a mulch for tomatoes,
mm-hmm.
I like the cypress and the hardwood mulch is fine for them. You want to, you know, not go excessive with it, but it does help hold in moisture, keep down the weeds, and can save your back a little bit in the summer.
Okay, you guys, one more question. What's your favorite tomato dish that you think would make a great, delicious thing to have with the tomatoes that we're suggesting people plant? Nick?
Honestly, I'm a big fan of Italian food. I'd have to go with the sauces on that.
Okay. All right, Lee, how about yourself? What's your favorite tomato dish?
I'll tell you, I'm kind of old school. I like them, the old canned tomatoes, just fresh out of the jar.
Great suggestions, guys. Loved hearing from that. Thank you so much, Nick and Lee, for joining us today on GLT's Grow.
Thank you.
And good luck with your tomatoes this year. Next week, it's a question from Curtis in Missouri about his quaking aspen tree. He transplanted it in the fall. He's now worried as it has not survived the winter. If you've got a gardening question or problem you'd like Murph to tackle, go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form and send it along to us. Maybe Murph will pick your question to answer on the air. That's wglt.org/grow.